Straight Talk on WRHI is presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Now here's Manning Kimmel broadcasting live from Substation 2 on Cherry Road in Rock Hill with Straight Talk, selected by the South Carolina Broadcasters Association as the state's top public affairs program.
And a good afternoon. Welcome into Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop for another edition of our Straight Talk program made possible by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Good Pharmacy is with us, your hometown pharmacy, Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue in Rock Hill, as is highspeedweb.net that streams our signal 24/7, 365. Very interesting story today. Ken Spears is on the other side of the table from me here at Substation 2. Ken's a local contractor, and he's got the challenge of a lifetime here, and we're going to be talking about that today. And with that being said, I want you to know, Ken, that you already have a fan club over here. Two old veterans, Frank Walker and Pinky Funderburk, are here to, I thought to hear you and your show. No, they came here for a free lunch.
Okay.
All right, Ken, so tell everybody a little bit about you before we start talking about the topic.
I was born and raised in Rock Hill.
Right.
Eagle Scout coming out in school. Attended Erskine College for a year. Did the rest of my college work at Winthrop with business management and minor in chemistry. Left there. While I was working there, I was started a roofing company and began working in Rock Hill. Then I went to York Tech and got my residential license, and then eventually went back after I got hurt on a job and got my commercial license. So I've been in business for 35 years, and now I've kind of turned it over to my son.
Okay.
I've been here when they put the top on downtown, when they took the top off downtown. So
yeah.
I've pretty well seen most of the building and seen everything in Rock Hill. And once a Bearcat, always a Bearcat, and go Eagles.
And once a Tiger, always a Tiger, right?
Always a Tiger.
He's here decked out in orange, which makes Frank Walker just beam from ear to ear. I want you to know that. All right?
I bleed purple.
You bleed purple. Most of us do. That's the way it works. So you've built basically all kinds of you've built houses and garages and commercial buildings. I mean, you've done pretty much a lot of stuff.
I've done a lot of stuff.
Can you believe what's going on in Rock Hill right now?
It's not just Rock Hill. It's Indian Land, Fort Mill. I mean, everywhere you go, they're building something.
Yep. So the boys have taken over the business pretty well.
My son has taken over the business.
How's he doing?
He's doing good.
He is.
To be 26 years old, I think he's doing a fabulous job. He's got his residential and commercial license.
Good.
Not many 26-year-olds can say that.
No, that's for sure. Getting a lot of advice from Dad?
He gets advice from Dad whether he wants it or not.
Whether he wants it or not, like most kids do. All right, so with that all being said, I don't know how many years ago this started, but you have been on a health journey here for a number of years. Take me back to where this got started.
I was a diabetic when I was a kid.
Oh, my.
I was diabetic in my 20s and 30s, and I did not take care of it. This is something that I want people in their 20s and 30s to listen to. I didn't worry about my A1C. It didn't matter because I was invincible. I could do what I wanted to do. When I was in my 40s, my diabetes started giving me some problems. But again, I didn't really worry about it. When I was in my 50s, I caught a serious infection, and my whole body swole up with water. I couldn't hardly breathe. My heart wouldn't pump. Couldn't figure out what was going on, so I went to the emergency room. And the emergency room doctor did a scan and walked back in, and he said, it's probably got something to do with the cirrhosis of the liver that you have. And I said, I don't have cirrhosis of the liver, sir. You must have the wrong patient. And he looked at it again. He said, Mr. Spears, he said, you do have cirrhosis of the liver. That was on December the 28th, 2014, my dad's birthday.
Oh, my gosh.
I was 370 pounds.
You were 370 pounds?
I was 370 pounds. I was a man's man. I had a 32-inch arm. If I wanted to move a piece of steel, I picked a piece of steel up and set it on my shoulder and moved it. And I did whatever I wanted to do. But after that, I started losing energy. I started dropping weight without trying to lose weight. And I just couldn't figure out what was going on. And I went to this doctor and went to that doctor, finally wound up in Charleston, and that was the first doctor that I saw, and he told me some of the things to expect, and weight loss was one of them. Well, again, I didn't really worry about that. You know, that was something that I kicked the can down the road and not worry about, I thought.
So we're still in 2014,
2015? We're 2015.
All right.
And I kept losing weight. I kept losing strength. And I got very, very sleepy. I could sleep 16 hours a day for no rhyme or reason. I couldn't figure it out. And they took me in and did the test and found out that my liver was staged two to start with. Then as it went on, I got weaker. One time I got down to 165 pounds.
200 pounds less than where
200
where you were.
Pounds where
Good
I started
Lord.
I'm now back up to 200 pounds, but I've been going to Charleston. And not to scare you, but I'm in the final stages of liver failure. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm looking for the funeral home tomorrow. But that means that I've got to have a liver transplant to continue living in the far future.
Which takes us to the next part of this. We're going to talk about this at length. But let me go back a step here. The cirrhosis of the liver, as you described it, brought about by the diabetes that you didn't pay any attention to?
It was brought about by the diabetes that I didn't worry about. I never was a drinker.
Right. So, as you said very clearly, I want you to say this again, because I remarked to you before we started the program, I can remember a Time magazine cover a number of years ago saying the number one killer in America was diabetes. And what you're saying here today is because you didn't pay attention to it when you were in your 20s or your 30s or your 40s, that you've got this problem now.
I've got this problem now. And not only do I have that, you have your hands shake. My feet are numb. My hands are numb. I fell in January of this year, lost my balance. You don't have balance. You walk like an old man. And I fell and broke both my collarbones at one time.
Oh, my gosh. Well, you've been through it. Whew. So when they initially said you've got cirrhosis of the liver, and you told the doctor you didn't believe that, and he double-checked the films and said you've got cirrhosis of the liver, did they start any kind of treatment then, or did you just ignore it?
Kind of ignored it to start with. They started me on water pills to try and get the water off my heart and all that, but I didn't get serious about it till I went to Dr. Richardson's office, who was with digestive disease, and Dr. Richardson's kind of walked me through it and kind of told me what to expect and what to do, and he's been a true blessing through this whole thing.
Okay. So now, what other complications have you been through as a result of the diabetes that you didn't pay any attention to? We know you got the cirrhosis of the liver and your liver's failing. What else is going on?
I had a high A1C number, which is the way they check your sugar level. And my wife finally took my medications over to get that down. I have a hard time with food. I take a lot of medication in the morning to get food to digest and to absorb in my system.
Tell them about your vision.
I've lost my vision in my eyes. I'm considered legally blind. And that's one thing that I will not get back.
You will not get that back?
Will not get that back.
All right. So, as you pointed out again, you know, diabetes is not something to fool around with. And the message you're trying to get out loud and clear to people is if you are diagnosed with any level of diabetes, jump on it and treat it, because it is treatable, very treatable.
It is very treatable. Even I brought my A1C down from a 14.4, which is unreal, to 6.7, which is manageable. And if you don't treat it, it's going to catch up to you.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely, it will. Absolutely. All right, so here you are, 2019. This is 5 years after this first diagnosis came in as to what was going on. Well, not the liver anyway. 5 years since then. And as you pointed out, you've managed to gain some of the weight back, which is good. Losing 200 pounds is a lot of weight. That's a tremendous amount of weight. That's as much as I weigh. That's amazing. So what's day-to-day like for you right now?
Day-to-day, I get up in the morning, and I have to sit in the bed for a while to get my orientate myself. Get my showers. I usually go to PT on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I ride with my son to give him my opinion that he takes sometimes and he doesn't take sometimes.
He looks forward to that every morning, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Just like a bad nightmare.
I shake. I have a cane that I walk with for balance. Always scared of falling, not just because of diabetes, but because I can't see.
Right.
I have to watch my ammonia level, which when that goes up, it clouds your thinking. It just makes you real hazy.
Right.
And I'm trying to get out and move, but I'm tired. I sit down anywhere 5 minutes, I'm asleep.
Well, I want to thank you for not going to sleep on the show.
Okay.
I'd have to bring in one of these old veterans over here, and I don't want to talk to them again. Reinforcements, that's exactly right. All right, so you've got a daily routine which is hampered tremendously by all the medical issues that you've got, right?
Tremendously.
Now, I want to tell you before we take our break that you said you got a phone call here just before the show started, and it had an 843 area code. And what was the significance of when you saw that area code?
843 is from Charleston, and if Charleston calls me, I've got 3 hours to be down there. So if Charleston had called me, number one, I'd probably had a heart attack in the parking lot, but then I've got to get to Charleston within 3 hours. And after the break, I'll kind of go over what they do with that. And
yeah. Well, that's so important. I know a guy here that flies an airplane. He can get you down there pretty doggone quick. So we're going to go ahead and take our mid-program break, remind you that you are listening to Straight Talk, live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. Piedmont Medical Center is with us today, a community built on care. Find out more at PiedmontMedicalCenter.com. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week right before your eyes. Pinky Funderburk, wake up because you know what to do here. Come on, Pinky. Here we go. At the count of three. One, two, three.
Slice. Garden.
Everybody's got it. Back after these words.
News, politics, and stories that matter to you. Straight Talk.
Hectic schedule? In a rush? Now you can order your favorite Substation 2 sub or salad online and skip the line. Just go to MySubstationII.com, click on the online order tab, place your order, and come and get it. That's MySubstationII.com. Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Good Pharmacy, taking care of families for four generations.
This is pharmacist Kia Hicklin. We have six pharmacists that are knowledgeable, friendly, and ready to get to know your family and their needs.
My mom loves Good Pharmacy.
Ebenezer Road at Camden Avenue, Rock Hill.
Now available from Founders Federal Credit Union, Edge Up. Edge Up is the newest and easiest way to fund Founders Loyalty Select, our highest yield savings account. Enroll in Edge Up today, and any purchases made with your Founders debit card may qualify for daily Edge Up transfers. Log into Founders Online to enroll today. Relax, we're giving you an edge on your savings. Account restrictions apply, federally insured by NCUA.
Did you know Comporium's 1 gig ZipStream is up to 100 times faster than the average internet connection? ZipStream is designed to support multiple devices all at once without sacrificing speed. In fact, with ZipStream, you can download an entire HD movie in less than 10 seconds or 1,000 songs in about 30 seconds. And with ZipStream from Comporium, who needs hard drives? Gigabit speed makes cloud storage practical and safer than a backup of a backup of a backup. Go online to Comporium.com to see if your neighborhood is ZipStream ready.
On October 24th, Piedmont Medical Center goes pink, a women's health event for our community. PMC Goes Pink is an evening of education and fun for women that's completely free. This educational ladies' night out in the hospital's Women's Tower Auditorium features local vendors, hors d'oeuvres, and drinks, a free gift, and health talks from women's health professionals. To register, go online to mypmc.com/breastcancerevent. That's mypmc.com/breastcancerevent.
What's hot at Substation 2? The new hot beef brisket sandwich. Brisket is smoked tender beef, sliced to order, served hot and delicious, and gardened your way. This is a limited time offer, so titillate your taste buds today with a hot beef brisket sandwich at Substation 2, Cherry Road, across from Winthrop.
Straight Talk continues now on WRHI. Brought to you by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax, you're with Founders.
And back we are here at Substation 2, Cherry Road across from Winthrop. Local contractor Ken Spears is with us, telling us a very interesting story about what he's going through right now. He's in the last final stages, as he calls it, of liver failure. But as he says, that doesn't necessarily mean that it's the end. And he's in the process of waiting for a new liver. It all came about because of diabetes. And it was a diagnosis that was given to him in his 20s, and as he readily admitted, he paid no attention to it in his 20s or his 30s or his 40s and not much even in his 50s. And it's come back to haunt him, and he's just got one medical challenge after another right now, including the fact that he's legally blind. He cannot see. He can't see me across the table. I even had to give him his drink so he could take a drink. But you're a good man to come on here and tell this story because people need to understand this stuff. Don't fool around when you're sick. Particularly when it's diabetes. Isn't that the message?
Get you an endocrinologist that you're happy with and go to that endocrinologist and listen to what they say.
Bingo. All right. So with the diagnosis of the cirrhosis of the liver, which you got initially in 2014.
Right.
Did they say there was anything that you could do at that time that would kind of stop the cirrhosis of the liver?
Not really, not at that point.
Not at that point.
The only thing they did was they went in and put a stent in my liver to let the blood flow through.
Right.
Like they put a stent in your heart, they put a stent in my liver.
Okay. And they were hoping that that would slow down the cirrhosis?
Yeah.
Okay. But it obviously did not.
It did not.
You've been through stage two, three, four.
Four.
And now you're in what you call the final stage.
Final stage.
Stage five, I'll call it.
Yeah.
All right. So at what point did the discussions start about you need to have a liver transplant?
probably about 2 years into it.
So around 2016.
Yeah. And we had to go through every kind of test you can think of, mental evaluations, endocrinologist, heart doctor, lung doctor, digestive disease doctors, liver doctor. Everybody that you could think of, you had to go see. You go see everybody, and then they take you before a board. And then they vote on you to see whether you're a candidate to get a liver. The first time I went up, I did not pass it. They had a couple other things they wanted me to do. So I went back and did those. And when we did those, they finally agreed to put me on the list. On the list, it goes by male score. Male scores can go from 9 or 10 to 40, 40 being the most critical. Then they also consider your quality of life, the shaking, you know, where you are as far as, you know, how close you are to needing one.
Right.
So when they decide that they want to call for a liver, they have an organ, they'll call three candidates down. And all three candidates had to be there within 3 hours. Let's say the first candidate has an infection in their body. They will tell them, you know, you can't get this liver. Maybe the second one, blood vessel doesn't line up right when they look at it on the scans. So then they'll go to a third one. And then they can possibly give it to the third. Everybody wants to know, where are you at on the list? You don't know where you're at on the list. It depends on the organ that comes in, when it comes in, how it matches your body, and who else is on the list, either above you or below you.
Now, they would not call you down if the type, the blood type didn't match, right?
No.
Okay. So if you get the call, you know that the typing is a match.
I know the typing is a match, and usually they've got all the scans and stuff on computer, right, and they can put it on the computer when they take a scan of the new liver and see whether it'll fit. Is your main vessel coming into the center of it? Is it coming down at the bottom? Is it coming up at the top? All that matters.
Okay.
Will it fit? Can't use a piece of liver or half a liver to rejuvenate or any of that. I have to have a whole liver.
Yeah, because so, one thing I remember about the liver is that the liver will regenerate itself, correct?
Not when you have cirrhosis.
Not when you have cirrhosis. Okay. All right. So have you ever been gotten a call saying, come on down here and we may have something for you?
I've gotten a call on standby, which is number 4, twice.
All right, so you got a standby call twice, which means get your bag packed.
Be ready. If one of the other three don't show up, then you need to be ready to come this way.
All right, so they put more than three on call, basically.
Yeah.
They call three to come on down, but if one of them can't make it for whatever reason, then they go to their standby list.
Then they go to their standby.
All right. Is there anything about your particular typing that is unusual that would make you an even more difficult fit?
I have A minus blood.
A negative.
A negative. And okay, it's a rare blood type. So that's rare, but it also means that it's not an O where everybody's an O trying to fight for it. There's not as many of these livers come in. And there's not as many people on the transplant list.
All right, so this has been going on now since 2016.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now 2019. Your condition has gotten steadily worse, correct?
Steadily worse.
And you mentioned early in the program that even though you're in the final stage of liver failure, that doesn't mean this is the end.
No, it doesn't mean it's the end. It just means that you're tired, you shake, your digestive tract and all that stuff doesn't work, you know.
Right.
It just means that you slow down, but yeah. it does not mean that you're looking for the funeral home next week.
Okay.
I plan on living a long time.
Boy, I love your determination. But you have no, I mean, the ranking, the list that you talk about,
mm-hmm.
are you like a number one candidate for a liver that has an A-negative blood history?
I have no idea.
You have no idea?
Nobody, the doctors cannot answer that.
So you don't bother to pick up the phone and call the Medical University of South Carolina every 2 days and say, where am I?
No.
Doesn't do any good.
Doesn't do any good because they can't tell you.
They can't tell you. Your doctor doesn't have any, doctor here in Rock Hill doesn't have any inside info?
No.
Nothing.
It's all matched by computers and what liver comes in and how it matches your aorta going in and how it matches this going out. And
this is a national database, is it not?
It's a national database.
Which means there's lots of hospitals across the country that have got people who need a new liver.
Correct.
And somehow through the miracle of computers, they can figure out who would be candidates. But what is interesting to me is, let's just say they find this liver, and it's a good liver that could work in Charleston, it could work in New York, it could work in Tallahassee, Florida, it could work in Los Angeles. How do they decide where to send the liver?
They usually take them locally.
Locally.
They have a local region that they pull from, and it overlaps some with Wake Forest and Charlotte, but usually they take from a local region and take those.
I have been on the organ donor list like forever. If something mm-hmm. were to happen to me, you know, they can take whatever they got and reuse it if they could reuse it. Are there any restrictions on that? In other words, I'm not a teenager anymore, but I'm in good health. Would they still take my liver and maybe give it to you if it worked?
They will ask the family, you know, if they want to donate.
Right.
If they donate, then the harvest team will go in and harvest the organ.
Right.
Then when they harvest it, they usually have already taken CAT scans and stuff of it, and they will find someone to use it.
Now, the last question I have for you is getting to Charleston in 3 hours. How are you going to do that? You got a fast car? A fast driver?
Well, they won't let me drive.
I know that. But you got a 26-year-old who knows how to put that metal to the pedal.
I've got several people, my plumber and several friends and stuff, told me that they'll get me to Charleston.
Yeah, we'll get you there. Don't you have to worry about that. So, see this guy over here? Frank Walker? We're going to get that airplane of his. We're going to throw you in there, and we'll get you down there real quick. Real quick. Well, Ken, thank you for telling us your story. God's blessings to you. I hope all this, you know, donor liver thing works out. But I love your determination and your willingness to tell the story. And the bottom line is, don't fool around with diabetes.
Go see the doctor.
Go see the doctor. Okay. Thank you, Ken. I know you want that number 19, don't you?
Yes, sir.
Huh? Pinky wants one, too, and so does Frank. All right. That's going to wrap up our Straight Talk program live from Substation 2. Jerry Road across from Winthrop, presented by Founders Federal Credit Union. Relax. You're with Founders. Our thanks to our co-sponsor today, Comporium, your friendly neighborhood tech giant. And, of course, we broadcast live from Substation 2, Jerry Road across from Winthrop, where we prepare fresh subs and salads 7 days a week. Pinky, this is your cue. And there's only one way to do it. And at the count of three, we're all going to do it together. One, two, three.
Slice, garden.
All right, not bad. Have a wonderful day. We'll see you on the radio tomorrow. Bye.